This product contains income inequality. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Washington Post's Wonk blog points out that come 2017, the Securities and Exchange Commission will require most public companies to not only reveal how much their CEO makes, which they already have to do, but how the CEO's pay compares to the pay of the average employee, a pay gap ratio. The rule doesn't limit CEO pay in any way. It just requires the company to calculate and post the pay gap so it's easy to compare with other companies. Wall Street fought hard to kill this idea, and it's easy to see why. Surveys have shown that Americans consider a pay gap of about 7-1, to be fair. But the actual pay gap is not 7-1, and it's not 20-1, which it was 40 years ago. The ratio in the U.S. is now 351-1, and that's the average. At some companies, it's believed to be 1,000-1. And there's also research showing that Americans actually care about this enough that they might boycott high inequality companies in favor of low inequality companies, even if it means spending more on the product. The only question is, do they care enough to go through the SEC filings of every company they do business with to look up the information? My guess is, no, they don't. But I'm pretty sure they won't have to, because I predict that come 2017, there'll be an app, a pay gap app, so that you can point your phone at any product and see the company's pay gap displayed as a line of little yacht icons, at which point the market is free to work its magic. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.